we are not paying for our sins on this earth over and over again, no matter what that is. And I know that's dramatic, but it's not. It's what we're doing to ourselves in our head every day. Like, you don't have to repent. You don't have to be harmful to yourself. Like, you have to love yourself back into a better decision. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where everything we say is
awesome.
Awesome. With a questionable asterisk above it.
Yeah. Parentheses or something.
Parenthesis.
Parenthesis.
Is that what you say? Is that how you say it? Parenthesis?
You know, I don't know. Maybe if you were English, would you say that? Kind of like how they say privacy for privacy.
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 They also say there's another word that is very... I'll think of it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. moving on. So this is a podcast all about, I would say, probably the best humor in the United States of America.
I would agree.
So you guys, if you are looking for an interview where we're going to talk serious or go deep, this isn't the one for you. Mm-mm. But this is the one if you want witty banter and wisdom.
Yeah, if you want to have some fun.
If you want to have some fun, but if you're not fun, you need to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And maybe go have some fun.
Yeah, probably, because humans need fun.
Yep.
So can you tell me a little bit about what has been going on this week? Because I haven't really gotten to follow up with you. Per usual. This is how we drop in.
This is how we drop in right now. I'm feeling a little stressed for our upcoming nuptials.
And how many days away is it?
Oh gosh, it's less than a month away.
Do you know you'll never not have been married again?
I know.
In less than a month.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's kind really of, nuts. It's exciting, but also there are some things about it where I'm like, whoa, I'm getting married and I've been on my own for 33, 34 years
and you're
almost.
About to be yoked together.
Yeah, now we're going to be two little teammates.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah. Like you literally join a team. Like instead of wearing something separate, everybody should just, after they get married, have jerseys and just be like, I'm on a team.
Yeah. I'm on a team now. So I can't play your game.
No. I see your game over there.
Yeah.
And I even kind of like your game,
and
but I can't play it.
Nope. Can't play. It's just weird. What about you?
Well, I've been married for a long time now. So every week is blissful.
Total bliss.
No, for real. It really is. I don't know. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
What's stressful? I need to know. Let's break this down. What's stressful right now in your life? Because I just feel like we could have a little therapy around it and just make things better.
Well, you know what I will say? I think it's important that you talk about your finances, obviously. And we've talked about them a lot. And that can be a big thing on how are we going to do this?
Yes.
And how are we going to divide things up? Are we going to divide things up? Is it going to be one big chunk?
Yeah.
And it's been a really good conversation for us to have.
Oh my God. It is so important. Like that's literally almost like not asking if you think that you want kids in the future.
Right.
It's like, huge. Oh, how are we going to be spending our money together?
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting.
It's so interesting.
And important to have that early on.
Yeah. So early on. It's not like we're just talking about this for the first time, but
it's okay if you are.
We still have some T's to cross, if you will.
Well, you've got the rest of your life.
Yeah. And it's sometimes you have to take a step back and be like, good God, it is all going to work out.
It is. And you don't need to, as long as you got is, here's what I always think in our marriage. Like, as long as we're both willing and the conversation is a to be continued at all times.
Yes.
Then you're okay. Like you're going to be okay. Like you don't have to have it all figured out in 1 hour or on a walk. Like let things come together and be like, we're partners now. So neither of us are going anywhere. So that's what I always think about when Chris and I are arguing. I'm like,
So what's the plan? Am I leaving tonight or moving out? Because if not, I might as well solve this right now because it's making my life and my house miserable.
Am I moving out tonight?
Because that's my only other option. Am I solving this or am I moving out tonight?
Yeah.
So figure it out. Decide what you're committed to. And if you're not committed to moving out, then get your shit straight. Like,
right. You can come to a solution.
Go say sorry, even if you don't mean it and be like, but okay, that's not good advice.
Even if you don't ever mean you're sorry, just say it.
Just sweep your personality under the rug. Don't ever let her come out and just
say sorry all the time, which I already do. We do that so much.
Yeah, why do we do that?
I don't know.
We gotta just, okay. But instead of sorry, I've been trying to catch myself and just say like, oh, excuse me.
Yep, excuse me is a good one.
Yeah, not really great during fights.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me.
So, okay. So you're going to be in a beautiful white dress in less than a month.
Yeah.
And what are you most excited about though? Like, what are you picturing when you're really excited when you think of your wedding?
Joy.
Like what at your reception?
Dancing.
Just dancing?
Dancing.
That's so exciting.
Yeah. Just dancing and everyone being together and my mom, I'm just really excited.
I can't wait. Is your mom going to wear something with her shoulders cut out?
I think she's so old school. She's like, I'm just going to wear a nice suit. I'm like, Mom, you're not running for office. You can wear something else.
Just cut the shoulders out of the suit?
I hope so.
Does she ever show her shoulders?
Not unless she's like, it's the summertime.
Oh, but she will show them in the summer.
She will show them.
Okay. Well, that's great because I want to see those things.
I know. She's rolling got around. Such a cute figure. She needs to show it off.
If she's listening to this, I just hope that she shows her shoulders and shakes it on the dance floor.
Me too.
Because people want to see it.
Yeah. People always want to see the mother of the bride's shoulders.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
So do you have a quote, Evan?
Yeah, I do. It's by Oprah Winfrey.
Who's that?
She says, your journey begins with a choice to get up and step out and live fully.
Say it again. Say it again for the people in the back. I need
your
to hear
journey
again.
Begins with a choice to get up, step out, and live fully.
Isn't that just the truth every single day? Because it's so funny though how so the alarm goes off in the morning. Like that's a beautiful quote. You read it the night before at 10 p.m. before you go to bed. You're like, yes, I'm going to step up. I'm going to live fully. And then the alarm goes off and you're like, I'm just going to try to get my coffee.
Yeah. I'm just
going to make it downstairs and try to not make the choice to put it in double pumpkin spice creamer.
Yes.
Like that's the hardest choice.
That is a hard choice.
Maybe I should just not buy this creamer to have it in here. Or guess what's going down? Pumpkin spice.
All the creamer.
Full of it. Like you're just going to have a latte. Face it.
Yeah.
A cream splash of coffee.
Coffee. All those pumpkin products really get you this time of year.
You know, especially I feel like here, it's the only way we can feel we have fall.
Yeah.
Chris came home the other day and he was like, I was like, look, I made fall and I lit a bunch of candles and the fireplace was on and it was super hot out. And he's like, well, kind of.
It's been like 90 degrees
it's like
here.
An inferno here right now.
Yeah.
But light a pumpkin spice candle and you're doing good.
It does
good.
Feel fall-like.
So back to that quote though, like we can have all the intention in the world of like having this great life. But if you don't have something solid in your schedule to make your higher self come out or make your better self come out or have an appointment that is non-negotiable, it's not going to happen. And I feel like so many people who are wanting to do extra things or wanting to just become their better self, don't realize that if we don't schedule that, actually schedule it into our schedule and have a commitment to a time that we start and end.
Yes.
And don't schedule too much because it's the beginning, that it just falls to the wayside. Like all the intention in the world is not going to work if you don't have it an actual time schedule.
It's so true. And it's such an easy thing to pop in there, but I'm so bad about being like, I'll get it done.
So what are what do you want to get done that's not on your calendar? That's just one small thing. One thing.
Oh, there's this stupid closet in our apartment that really needs to be organized.
So pick a day.
Right. Just it will seriously take me 20 minutes.
So maybe not before the nuptials because why even add anything?
Right.
Like just enjoy your life right now.
Yeah. Like, but you know, those little things stress you out. You're like, man, I really got to clean out that messy closet.
You have you do have an idea because you're talking about it. But for sure, for me, the closet. So, okay. So when I was in this training like years ago, the Jack Canfield training where he literally taught us how to speak and teach and facilitate. Yeah. He also taught a lot about life and rituals. Mm-hmm. And one of them was, if it's something that bothers you every day and drains your energy, you need to put it on a list and you need to make sure you go down that list and you knock it out, because we have such a finite amount of energy every day that if some of your energy is going into your closet or things that bother you or a picture that's crooked or a mark on the wall, you have to fix it because you're leaking energy all over the place and you don't realize it. So,
true.
Fix that leaky ass energy, Evans. Get your shit together.
Get
clean that closet.
Shit together.
That was for me.
Seriously. Yeah. We all have those dang little things. We're like, I'll do it tomorrow.
No, I have it too. I know. And I'm literally like, okay, this is the time and date I'm going to fix this.
Yes.
So let's do that.
Let's do it.
I'm going to ask you next week.
No, that closet is going to be crystal clear.
Crystal clear.
What does that even mean? It's kind of sparkly.
Know. Just put cellophane everywhere on it and be like, I can see my clothes through this. Yeah. I can see the mess right through this.
Yeah. All right. What's your quote? Did you read your quote?
Not yet. I'm going to.
Okay.
This quote is from Vienna Farone, who apparently is a marriage counselor or family counselor.
Ah.
She says, people's opinions and advice are rooted in their biases and programming. Consider their level of self-awareness and the life they live before accepting it as your own truth or your way. I just thought,
yes,
you know, everybody has a completely different experience. Even your best friend who is giving you advice and she thinks it's the best advice for you.
Yep.
It could be because she's had completely different advice. And, you know, I had somebody reach out to me on Instagram, won't obviously say names, but I actually did not know this person before this, but they were talking about how they had some infidelity in their marriage and asking advice. Like I'm going back. Like I'm forgiving this person. Do you have any advice around this?
Yeah.
And I just always think like, well, that has never happened to me. So I can't actually give advice because I don't know what's going, unless I can actually say something like that has either happened, and every situation is so specific to the couple that it's like, that's not even up to me. Like you have to decide what is right for both of you and not worry about anyone's judgment, no matter what. And I just thought, you know, that's more of a tricky situation, but at the same time, every situation is like this. You have to decide what is right for you and what is not, and then make peace with that decision and move forward with that. Like if you decide to take this person back, you can't ever look back because you have made the decision to accept and move forward so that person can have a clean slate and your marriage or your life or your partnership can have a clean slate. It's the same thing if you partner with someone in business and they make a huge mistake or maybe they're not as honest as they should have been.
Yeah.
Decide to either forgive or separate, make peace with that decision and move on, because it does not matter what the outside world thinks. So I just think that that is so important to look at whose opinion matters to me, whose does not matter.
Yeah.
And do I even want opinions, or do I want to move forward with my own gut and my own intuition and know what are circumstances right? And then stop looking around and being like, but was that right?
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the key.
I do that all the time.
You will stop it.
I know.
I have to stop it. Do you like how when I say that, I'm literally saying it to myself because I feel like I'm sitting with myself. I'm like, Lori,
stop it.
Stop, because that's not helping anyone. Like
it's awful.
Yeah. You have to cut that off and just be like, you know what? We're all doing the best that we can. And this is right for me right now. And it's the decision that's going to make me the most peace.
Yes. So. And as humans, maybe we could try to do better and stop being like, well, she should have really done this.
Oh my God. Can we stop judging other people? That actually also puts us in a box saying, hey, if I don't make the right decision, people are going to judge me. When we judge other people, it's a huge signal to the universe that says, judge me, everyone.
Yes.
Judge me.
Judge me.
I'm going down to the Third Street Promenade with a sign that says, judge me.
Judge me.
Judge.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, we got to stop that.
It's none of your dang business.
No, let people live. Live and let be.
Let them live.
Okay, question.
Questions.
Oh, wait, review.
Oh, yeah, I love this review. Okay, this is from Alicia. Mm. Holy crap, I've never felt closer to y'all. I love the show. Been listening for over a year and finally getting around to leaving a review. Just listened to a Questionably Awesome about leveling up where you talked about going home, specifically how you feel like you have to rush to get home and sit with family and then they talk about their new shelf. I thought it was just me, and it's cool to hear that you all experience that. Also, why is that even a thing? Anyway, love your podcast and random tangents. Makes me feel like I'm just listening to people I want to be friends with. BTW, can we be friends? Alicia.
Yes. Alicia, hi. We're talking to you. right now. What's up? How's that new shelf
that your uncle just installed?
your mom just installed.
That is the best.
I just have guilt tripped so many times over like, wow, I rushed home for this to sit and stare into your pupils. But hey, you know what? Bonding time. That's all I have to say. Bonding time. Thank you for that awesome review. Like, it is so incredibly nice to know that we are sitting at, I feel like we're sitting at a big table with a bunch of other awesome humans.
Yes. Me too.
And
I really like Alicia.
Although I'd be sweating hard if we were supposed to be entertaining like a table full of people right
me
now.
Too.
I'd be like, we're not that funny.
No.
But a little part of me internally would be like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you can do it.
You can do this. Eat your SpaghettiOs and be funny. Oh my God, you're hilarious.
You got this. Oh my God, we need that voice.
Oh my God, that's a good little voice, isn't it? Like,
yes.
So when you're getting ready for your wedding, be like, you're going to be the best bride ever.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
It's going to be so fun. You're having a party for so many people.
It sounds like that. What's that?
ASMR?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. I don't know. Maybe we're going to turn this podcast into that. Oh, what do you think? Hey, Evans, do you have a question for us? What is it about?
It's about resistance.
La resistance.
Okay. Acadia Champagne.
Acadia Champagne. My mom was not in that state. My mom wasn't drunk when she named me. I wish she was.
Me too.
Good Lord. Come on, Cindy. Get it together.
Have
a cocktail before you name a baby.
Seriously. You know, my mom actually, I won't say that.
How do you stop? No, this is the champagne story. This is the podcast for the champagne story, by the way.
Sometimes you drink a lot of champagne and you have a lot of fun.
Well,
is that how
you came to the table? Is that how you were born?
Could have been.
That is a good story, Evans. You were born on some fun.
No, I think she might have had, she told me she had some champagne and she also had me in her belly.
Oh.
Like, it was like, whoopsies.
I think that happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I think
especially
that happens in Europe a lot as well.
Yeah.
So it's actually such a, it's so interesting because it just differs from everywhere. So you know what? Decide what's right for you.
Yeah.
And bless and release.
And I'm not going to judge my mom for that. She was
having
a good time.
It was the 80s. Yeah. So moving on.
Acadia Champagne. How do you stop self-sabotaging once you recognize the problem?
Oh, that is a choice to have grace and forgiveness.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like there's not, there's this state when you realize that you are. So if you really want to know how, like, I believe that I am a child of God or universe or whatever you believe. Mm-hmm. And I think that everything we do is immediately forgiven because I don't believe that love is conditional.
Me too.
So when you're sabotaging, what can happen a lot is the cycle of sabotage can continue because you think that you are paying for something through your sabotage. You think that your pain has a purpose and that it's going to be like a hot stove and be like, if I cause myself a lot of pain, I won't touch it again. I won't do this again. Mm-hmm. And that's actually not the case. So what we have to do is try a new way if that's no longer working. And you know what? That theory works for a while for people. So we get addicted. Like when I was competing and doing fitness competitions and I was like, food is bad. Oh my gosh, that's going to keep me from winning and blah, blah, blah. And I adopted this mindset that worked for me for a while that was super negative and then it stopped working. And the more that I sabotaged, the more that I had that coach's voice in my head that was super brutal, the more I sabotaged. And it wasn't until I let go of that and created a really loving voice, probably like the whisper voice that's like, hey, it's okay that you did that.
Yeah, you're a good person.
Everybody's doing things like this to themselves.
Yeah.
Just pick up your, you know, lift up your bootstraps and go for a walk. God loves you.
That's really nice.
And I literally am like, okay, it's okay. We're all doing this. Like, have some grace, forgive yourself, and do something healthy for you. And, you know, I've been talking a lot about this because I think adulting is simply reparenting yourself every single moment. Mm-hmm. So having a loving voice of a loving parent, like give yourself exactly what you need in that moment, not what you feel like is going to inflict pain, make you pay, repent, whatever that is. Like, I just had these moments of like, wow, we are not like, paying for our sins on this earth over and over again, no matter what that is. And I know that's dramatic, but it's not. It's what we're doing to ourselves in our head every day. Like, you don't have to repent. You don't have to be harmful to yourself. Like, you have to love yourself back into a better decision.
Ooh, love yourself back into a better decision. That's
shit, y'all.
That's gold.
Golden.
That's some champagne gold if I've ever heard it.
Some champagne Arcadia.
Yeah. I
love that name.
Me too.
Wait, did I get the right name?
Acadia Champagne.
Good Lord. Just so.
Acadia Champagne.
Acadia Champagne. I'm Lori Harder.
You want a new one?
Yeah. Do you have any weigh-ins on that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Excuse me.
How do you stop self-sabotaging once you're recognizing a problem? It sounds like you're already on your way to, you're like, hey, I recognize that I self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. So that's the first step. You recognize you're doing it.
She bought the ticket to forgiveness already.
She bought the ticket. So now how do you put that into action? You're probably at first, like anything, going to have to consciously be like, what can I, hey, I'm self-sabotaging. Say something nice instead. Yeah. Say something supportive instead.
And how do we realize we're self-sabotaging? So what's something in your life, Evans, when you are like, oh, I'm doing that thing again that doesn't work? Like, how do you, is it because you take a moment and you're like, I want to be more aware of this, or when this happens, I'm going to blank, or?
Oh, yeah. Everyone self-sabotages. What do I do? Just getting negative about like a mistake at work or in relationships, I can get like, oh, well, blah, 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 just kind of. Negative
female relationships or your personal
relationship
with your man?
Yes, yep. With my man. And I definitely have recognized those moments. And it's just, for me, it's a pause. The pause and reframe really works.
The pause is the most powerful thing that you can possibly do. It takes you from reacting to responding.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, like, I used to be the craziest reactor in my relationship. And I would just be like, oh, that hurt. What words and things can I say that I'm going to amplify and make you seem like a terrible person? And I'm just going to hurt you with these words. Like, I'm going to cut you with these.
Yeah.
It's literally the thoughts that I would think.
And you feel terrible after.
Oh, awful. And you know what you're doing, but you're literally addicted.
Yes. And it's awful.
Oh my God. Well, it wasn't until I had somebody who wouldn't chase me afterward or wouldn't react to it. That I was like, this is not working. And not everybody has a person who's not going to do that.
That's right.
And, you know, in my life, that was just the lesson that I needed. And I realized that so I just turned it on and did it more. And then he gave me an ultimatum. Like, if we argue like this, I'm not coming back. Like, this is not going to work.
Yeah, that's not a good way to live.
And I was like, wait. I'm addicted to this.
Yeah.
So it was a huge cycle of having to learn how to like control myself.
Yeah. And it was part of growing up.
Holy crap. Like, controlling your emotions is the key to business, to relationships, to friendships, and I just want to throw in business again, because so many people write an email that they should not be writing. So many people put things out on social media that they should not be writing. Like, think on it, sleep on it, pray for the love. If you believe in prayer, pray on it and pray for calmness and peace, and to make a decision from a place of love and not this place of a chemical reaction in your body. You're literally on drugs when you're upset. You're on some crappy ass body drugs. So I'm always like, I don't want to be this person because I'm hulking out right now. Don't make a decision from Hulkster face.
Yes. Sleep on it.
Yeah. Sleep on it. Let the Hulk come down.
It's true. And I think it's because we're used to making decisions so quickly now and everything happens so fast. So you're like, oh, I got to decide on this now.
Yep.
You actually don't have to.
No, you can think.
Yeah.
There's so much more space than we even realize. I thought of that with surfing. Like, we went surfing last Friday for a team bonding day. And and I was like, oh my God, there's so much more time to get up on this wave than I'm letting myself think. Like, there is hours it feels like to get up on the wave. But what we do is we think if we don't catch it right away, and then you fall over because you pop up too soon. Like, it was too early. So there's actually time to like kind of get on one knee, pull your leg up, get your balance, stay really low before you even come up. I was like, whoa, I have all of the time in the world to catch this wave, but I'm rushing everything. So I just, you know, do that.
Yeah.
Do you have another question?
Yeah. So many questions. Okay. This one is from @Meg_Cole_. How do you push through towards goals when the resistance is so strong?
You realize that resistance is the strongest when it comes to something that is your life purpose. It's what Stephen Pressfield always talks about.
Oh, yeah, that book.
Yeah.
War of Art. Is that what it's called?
The War of Art, yes. Mm-hmm, because there's another one called The Art of War. You may not enjoy it as much unless you like learning about war.
Yeah. War of Art.
So you just realize that you're getting really close to your purpose and that you are going to have to become a different person to live out your purpose in this dream. So you're like about to face the gauntlet and the obstacle course. And you know what? It's super fun. Like people love American Ninja Warrior. Literally know that your obstacle course is coming and it's training time. You're not going to get through it without training. You're like, oh, nope. I'm going to win this. And you're like, you haven't ever trained. So it's time to train. Put on your onesie and get your team together who's going to cheer you on, because there's going to be a lot of people who are like, I'm not going to cheer you on in American Ninja Warrior. That's stupid. And you're going to be like, well, I'm going to find people who will and who do like this. And I am going to train and I'm going to find a coach who's going to help me with it. Even if it's weird, like you can find a coach.
There's find a coach.
They set up obstacle courses on the beach out here just to train. So it exists.
Anything you want to do, you can make it happen.
Make it happen.
I'm listening to this advice for myself always.
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
Face the gauntlet, put on the onesie and have some damn fun about it.
Yeah, seriously. And do you even want to just spend your life not being in like, sure, it's great when things are all easy and stuff, but it's the times when you've got to go through that mud that you're like, man, I'm learning a lot right now.
Easy for getting too stronger. Long equals sleazy for a long time.
Yeah.
Boom. Put that in a quote. I'll see that it gets 2 likes and take it down because it sucks.
Has that happened?
I mean, I don't know.
I never take my social media down.
I've probably taken some down where I'm like, you know what? That's just bad. I was really trying. So
I do it too. And like a picture doesn't get like, she's like, oh God, that wasn't good. I need to take it down. Who cares?
Who cares? Leave it up. I do have a lot of stuff up right now that I'm like, that is the lowest number I've seen because social's acting kind of crazy and also making you realize that if you don't put out good content, you don't just get likes anymore.
Yeah.
So it's not even being crazy. It's just being authentic and real. Like, oh, that wasn't that great of content. It did not get that many likes. So I'm kind of not mad at it right now that things are pretty low because it really does show me, is that good or not? Like you have to just be better. Be better. Don't just say things aren't getting likes or being seen. No, just be better. Let's be better together. I gotta go. I gotta go too. You gotta go to work. So you guys, I am like so incredibly grateful that you always tune in, that you give us, you know, such fun, awesome reviews that we get to sit at the table with you. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that by us being us, it just reminds you that you can just drink champagne in the morning if it makes you feel good.
Yeah. And you got this.
We're not drinking champagne right now, but if we could be, you know what? You will in the morning on your nuptials probably.
Yeah, I absolutely will. I really will. I already plan on it.
Exactly. You're going to like have, I don't know, a foot bath of champagne.
I'm going to be in the bathtub of champagne happily.
God, get a cute photo shoot if you do that.
I will.
For sure.
Okay,
guys, until next time, be questionably awesome at all times because that's just the formula for greatness.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.